Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют. 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Ella. Long time no see. How are you?
Oh, hi, Bob. I'm fine, thanks. How about you?
Oh, I'm fine too. Thank you.
Look, Bob, I saw your younger brother Jake the other day, and he looked down in the dumps. What's up? Did he get a bad mark at school?
He's grounded because he spent too much time online. Now Mum and Dad have decided he can spend no more than 2 hours a day online. So he's not happy about it. He's constantly moaning and groaning about not being able to play his favorite online games anymore.
Oh, I understand. 2 hours online a day sounds reasonable to me. How much time did Jake used to spend online?
Sometimes he spent up to 11 hours online.
That's incredible! I can't believe it!
When Mum and Dad put together all the time he spent on his mobile phone, computer, games console, or watching TV, they couldn't believe their eyes either. That's more hours than they are awake outside school time, after all.
I don't think Jake is the only teenager who spends so much time online. I wonder how they are able to do this. I mean, there are only 24 hours a day, you know?
I think the answer is multitasking. Jake seems to have been multitasking every second that he was online. He was doing his homework at the same time as watching a TV show or chatting to friends online and reading reviews of the latest film releases.
I think it's not easy to do that. It must be causing a lot of stress.
Well, he has been complaining about bad headaches for a long time.
I also think it should cause some problems with concentration. When you are watching a film and texting a friend at the same time, you're not doing any of these properly.
Jack's teachers say he sometimes struggles to focus his attention.
Still, such high levels of media use are now a part of young people's environment. I don't think anyone can talk them out of doing so.
Well, Mum and Dad are optimistic about the whole thing. They understand we are all going to have a hard time with Jake at first. But they do hope things will change for the better pretty soon.
Well, Bob, I hope they are right. Look, are you doing anything at the weekend? There's a new comedy on. Do you feel like watching it at the cinema together?
That's a good idea, Ella. I'll give you a ring on Friday, and we'll discuss the day and the time.
It's a date, then.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Ella. Long time no see. How are you?
Oh, hi, Bob. I'm fine, thanks. How about you?
Oh, I'm fine too. Thank you.
Look, Bob, I saw your younger brother Jake the other day, and he looked down in the dumps. What's up? Did he get a bad mark at school?
He's grounded because he spent too much time online. Now Mum and Dad have decided he can spend no more than 2 hours a day online. So he's not happy about it. He's constantly moaning and groaning about not being able to play his favorite online games anymore.
Oh, I understand. 2 hours online a day sounds reasonable to me. How much time did Jake used to spend online?
Sometimes he spent up to 11 hours online.
That's incredible! I can't believe it!
When Mum and Dad put together all the time he spent on his mobile phone, computer, games console, or watching TV, They couldn't believe their eyes either. That's more hours than they are awake outside school time, after all.
I don't think Jake is the only teenager who spends so much time online. I wonder how they are able to do this. I mean, there are only 24 hours a day, you know?
I think the answer is multitasking. Jake seems to have been multitasking every second that he was online. He was doing his homework at the same time as watching a TV show or chatting to friends online and reading reviews of the latest film releases.
I think it's not easy to do that. It must be causing a lot of stress.
Well, he has been complaining about bad headaches for a long time.
I also think it should cause some problems with concentration. When you are watching a film and texting a friend at the same time, you're not doing any of these properly.
Jack's teachers say he sometimes struggles to focus his attention.
Still, such high levels of media use are now a part of young people's environment. I don't think anyone can talk them out of doing so.
Well, Mum and Dad are optimistic about the whole thing. They understand we are all going to have a hard time with Jake at first. But they do hope things will change for the better pretty soon.
Well, Bob, I hope they are right. Look, are you doing anything at the weekend? There's a new comedy on. Do you feel like watching it at the cinema together?
That's a good idea, Ella. I'll give you a ring on Friday, and we'll discuss the day and the time.
It's a date, then.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.